Nath, this Saturday, the Lauderdale Football Club will be holding a fundraising day for Ryan Wiggins and his family. You and I are going to be there. Yeah. It's going to be a fun day. I'd encourage you, if you have nothing on, please come down and get involved. And to tell us a bit more about it, please welcome to the show the events coordinator from the Lauderdale Football Club. It's Talia Reid.
Talia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Talia. I guess, tell us a bit about this day. What's going to be happening tomorrow, Saturday, 17th of July?
It's going to be pretty big. So we have a lot planned. We've got our three games of footy. So under-18s kick off at 9:30. Then we've got the Development League at 12 and then the seniors at 2 p.m. So we're playing Glenorchy. We've planned Sausage Sizzle. I think it's going from 12 to 3.
Yep.
And we've got Lauderdale Fire Brigade coming around with their fire trucks.
Wow.
AFL TAS have given us a heap of training gear like handball targets and things like that, so kids can get out on the ground in the designated breaks that they're allowed. And we've got a lot of our players, when they're not playing, out there with the kids. We've got our massive raffle. So if you haven't already seen that online, because we've...
It's almost two pages of raffle prizes in tiny, tiny font.
The font's too small. I can't even read it.
And that's not even everything. You know, we've got our silent auction on the day, as well as we're going to be doing a live auction too. So, you know, there's just so much good stuff on offer. We've just had so much support from the community, local businesses. It's just... incredible.
Well, Talia, I mean, obviously, I mean, we've spoken about it quite a few times on the show, the horrible thing that did happen to Ryan and his family, of course, and the wider football community in Tassie as well. How does it make you feel when you see so many people come out of the woodwork and want to be a part and help this day out and help out Ryan and his family?
It's just amazing. It just really, like, restores your faith and just reminds you that there is amazing people out there, especially in our little Hobart, Tasmania community. Like, it's just so good. So it's been great. And I've just spoke to so many amazing people and so many people sending their love and well wishes, and we wouldn't be able to put this massive day together if it wasn't for all the support that we've got too.
We were just talking off air, Talia, just some awful things happening in Tassie and Hobart at the moment. I guess, you know, when you look at it, I think it's, you know, the GoFundMe for Ryan's at over $160,000 at the moment. I know everybody's, you know, getting around this. For those that don't know, Ryan played over 150 games for Lauderdale as well.
Yeah, it was 152. So he got his life membership in 2019.
152 games.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so like a very important part of the club, you would say.
Oh, massive. And he played junior football too with Lauderdale. So it's not just a few years. It's, you know, pretty much his life sort of thing, and friendships that have been around for such a long time. And the one thing about our footy club is we're not just a club, we're a family as well. So,
and I was out the other weekend with him and a friend of ours, Alan Christensen, and I was chatting to Ryan, and he was talking about potentially coming back to Lauderdale because of the family. Because, look, to be fair, all the Lauderdale boys were there with him, giving, like, come on, mate, come back. But playing for Signet. But yeah, he just spoke how much it is. It's like a family, and it's more than a footy team.
It really is, definitely.
Why is that, Talia? What kind of things make it such a family, such a community vibe around it, getting around play? I mean, we just spoke about Ryan, 152 games. He's very much embedded within this Lauderdale family. What makes it such a tight-knit family?
I think it is the people. It's, you know, we're this little beachside community. We don't have the best facilities, but we've got the best people. And it just keeps people coming back year after year, and you know, people don't want to leave because we just have such a good environment, and it's just a great place to be around.
Absolutely.
Now, I would say if you can, Hobart, if you don't have anything on tomorrow, come down, because as Tyler's been saying, there's so much there to do. You've got the raffle, you've got the auctions and all that stuff. But again, the raffle you can also buy online, I believe, as well.
You can. So if you head to either the Lauderdale Football Club Facebook page or our Instagram page, we've got the link available there. You can purchase your tickets until 11 p.m. tonight. They're $5 a ticket. If you buy five, we'll give you an extra two in the draw. If you buy 10, we'll give you an extra five. So heaps of chances and, you know, heaps of massive prizes there to win.
I mean, I've got the list here. Is there anything that, you know, for you stands out? What are some of your favourites?
Last night, actually, it was, I think it's fourth prize.
Yep.
It was a plant got delivered,
yeah.
And I thought to myself, I wish I'd put this in the silent auction so I could bid on it because I really like it.
Actually, it just says here that fourth prize, I'm reading this, not available. Somebody's already claimed it. That's
she's put a big bid in. Look, so if you are listening to the show, buy some Lauderdale Facebook page, Lauderdale Instagram, buy some tickets to the raffle because, again, that's going to Ryan and his family. The link to his GoFundMe page is still in our Instagram as well, at Jimmy and Aith. And if you can, come down and support on Saturday. I know the Lauderdale Football Club would really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for joining us, events coordinator from the Lauderdale Footy Club. We appreciate your time on the show this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Aith? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.